Hello, Sendai!
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラーと
カナダ出身のテシアです。
今月のテーマは2022年の振り返り。皆さん、良い年をです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler, and I'm from America.
My name is Tesha, and I'm from Canada.
Today's topic is looking back on 2022, wishing you a happy new year.We really do only have a few days left in this year. It's been a wild and crazy one for me, as I'm sure for you. So, is there anything, Tesha, which has left a particular impression upon you?
Well, I mean, for one, moving to like a whole different country and also starting a new job has been very interesting. It's definitely very exhausting, like a lot of changes that I had to get used to, but I think it was really worthwhile, the entire experience. So I do not regret doing this one bit. What about you, Tyler?
Well, there's been ups and downs. I mean, when you first get here, and as I made that, that was my New Year's resolution, I guess, for that year, 2018, was I'm going to go to Japan, I'm going to get this job, and I made it, and it was great. And you're going to go through the honeymoon period, where everything's new, and you're going out and doing stuff, but eventually...You kind of get into the normal life mode after a certain point. I mean, I still enjoy doing so many things here. I always have new places that I'm going to, but you know, after a while, you do kind of get into the rhythm of things, which isn't necessarily good and it's necessarily bad, but you do have to kind of come down to earth at one point, while, of course, experiencing and doing as much as you can here. And of course, I have some things I want to do next year, some things that I could and could not do this year. But so overall, I'd say it's been a spectacular experience, and I'm sure you've enjoyed just as much as I have. For me, in particular this year, I was finally able to meet my father. Actually a few weeks ago. He was able to come here, and that's been something I've had on my list for a while, is I really wanted to show my parents and my siblings around Japan a little bit more. So finally, after 3 years, I haven't seen him for 3 years now, since I haven't been able to go to America, they couldn't come here. So luckily things have calmed down just a little bit enough so that you can finally meet people. I'm sure not just the foreigners here in Japan, but also even the Japanese people oftentimes have a hard time meeting their parents, which is very sad. Tesha, next question. How do you normally spend your time during New Year's in your home country? Is there anything special you guys do in Canada?
In Canada, December and January is like the very cold time. So usually a lot of people kind of just stay at home to stay warm, because when you go out, it's all freezing. It's not the most pleasant thing. And I would say for my family in particular, every year around New Year's time, we have a little party at our house with just like us and some extended family members. And we all sit down together and we eat hot pot. Because like hot pot, you know, like it's a great food to warm you up during the cold weathers. And we kind of just sit there, drink, and play some board games.
Speaking of hot pots, in Florida, in America, where I'm from, we actually can't eat stuff that's really that hot. Because then we'll just start sweating. It's kind of the opposite problem where we actually overheat. Even as late as November, late of November, when normally it's Thanksgiving, everyone's bundled up and getting ready for winter, I've been out barbecuing in my short and t-shirt and shorts during that time. Yeah, we kind of just eat the normal things. We're kind of the roots and the beets and sweet potatoes I love. All sorts of potato dishes, pies, it all out in full force. Lots of drinking and merriment. I do love stew, don't get me wrong. But it is kind of hard to eat on certain days where it's like 20 degrees outside in the middle of December. And you're like, do I really want to eat that hot pot? But a good thing, though, is here in Japan, I have come to love the hot pots that they have here. The motsu nabe, which is really good. I think you can get that all times of year, which is you know, kind of some maybe some innard parts of certain types of animals you wouldn't normally eat in America, but it is good here. Unfortunately, I brought my father here and I gave him some motsu nabe and he didn't like the meat, unfortunately.
That's a shame.
But one specialty that we have here in Sendai is the seri nabe. Yeah, these this small little thin green kind of almost like bitter vegetables. They have the roots attached. and you just put that in a hot pot, it really gives it a very unique flavor, and it's especially popular up here in the northern, northeastern Tohoku region. So if you happen to be in the izakaya and see that on the menu, I would very much recommend checking that out.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to try that.
So is there anything that you were planning to do while you were here in Japan, Tetsuya? Anything special on your schedule?
Yeah, well, for now, I think I would really like to try going to the Sendai Hatsuri, which is happening, I believe, on the 2nd of January, which is, you know, this big event where the entire shopping arcade kind of just have this big event of, like, selling fukubukuro, and, like, you know, people wake up at 5 a.m. to go and line up outside of the stores in order to buy, like, the first new items for New Year's. And I think that definitely sounds like a very cool thing that we don't really do in Canada, because everything is typically closed until the 10th of January or so back home. So yeah, I'd love to just go and experience the crowd, and you know, if they have free food, then maybe get some free food.
Do you have your eye on anything in particular? Because when I first was here in Sendai for my first year, I really needed to buy a new computer.
Oh.
And luckily, there's a Yodo-Apeshi camera.
Yeah, yeah.
A huge electronic store.
Yeah.
I love going there. And they had some wonderful deals, and I picked up a laptop when I was there, which I'm using even now. So do you have your eyes on anything?
Yeah. I mean, like, electronics is definitely something that I'm interested in getting. Like, I really wanted a Nintendo Switch, but I haven't gotten my hands on one yet, and also new headphones and things like that.
You know what's actually great
is
if you're looking into getting video games, you mentioned the fukubukuro,
where
you don't really know what you're going to get in it. But if you haven't bought anything yet, then you can just pick up whatever's in that bag, and you'll get a nice Pokemon. I'm sure you'll get Splatoon. It's not really that great when you already have a bunch of games and you get doubles and triples of the same one. But in your case, since you haven't bought anything yet at all, it's really great.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I should definitely look into, like, video game fukubukuros and things like that.
There's even some funny YouTubers out there who are really into, like, retro games.
Oh, yeah.
For, like, the old Nintendo Entertainment, Super Entertainment systems. Yeah. And they'll come here to Japan from overseas specifically to buy these fukubukuro because it has, like, it has 20 of these games in here that are all, like, 30, almost 40 years old now. It's crazy how long they are. And yeah, those collectors, a lot of people come here for that. There's a lot of people who, you know, they just go to Lush or something because they want a bunch of nice, you know, beauty products, skincare products. But which is great, no matter what store you go to, they're normally going to have these. So if you're looking to get something and you don't really know what to get, just pop into any store and they'll have these bags and just pick one of those up. And be surprised and hopefully you won't be disappointed.
Well, you'll have to fight through the crowd in order to get one, but hopefully it's worth it at the end.
Well, the crowds are crazy. It kind of reminds me on, we have Black Friday in America, I'm sure in Canada.
Yeah.
I have it too. And here in Japan it's become a thing. And people will be lining up.
Oh yeah.
You know, the for midnight before, and you'll see that here in Japan, where they will have lines, maybe because of coronavirus, it's a little bit less than it used to be, but there would be people lining up the day before. They get their chairs, and they're almost in, like, you know, kind of heavy-duty mountain climbing gear, sitting out there, braving the cold. Hopefully it won't be that cold this year, but we won't see. Yeah. But yeah, there's some crazy people out there. The Japanese really do love their deals.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's something I've certainly noticed.
Yeah, and they definitely do not mind waiting in line for a long time.
Another wonderful thing that they have, just after New Year's, actually on January 14th, is Dontosai.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this wonderful event, this festival that we have here?
Yeah, I have, but I don't really know much about it. So can you tell me more about Dontosai?
It has its traditions dated back a few hundred years ago, and it has to do with praying for a good harvest. As they start to plant, things start to warm up later in the year, and so that they have a good harvest and have a good amount of food coming in, they like to do these pilgrimages to the different shrines here. And this is something which is very popular here in the northeast of the northeastern region, the Tohoku region of Japan, and especially here in Sendai. So what they do is that they'll strip naked, well, half naked, I guess, and they will kind of get these lanterns in their hands and form these groups and go to the shrines. They'll drink a little bit of sake. Just regular people can go there as well who aren't necessarily doing the pilgrimage. They will burn their New Year's decorations and a gigantic bonfire. And this is something that you can see in full force at the Osaki Hachimangu Shrine But they do it in different shrines as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a show, I'd certainly recommend going.
Yeah, I think I'll be skipping the pilgrimage because that sounds too cold, but I'll definitely be watching people do that.
Well, it's a good once-in-a-lifetime experience. I've done it before. And, hey, you have to get naked sometimes and need to cleanse your body for the kamis and the spirits. But actually walking around and being part of the procession and being really into it is certainly something I'm never going to forget. Mm-hmm. The cold is something I didn't really enjoy too much, but you at least got a little bit of a sip of some nice sake at the shrine, which I did enjoy quite a bit. So, moving on to maybe a difficult subject for some people is the dreaded or maybe revered New Year's resolution. So I hope you have thought about what you want to do, Tessia, because I'm going to ask you right now, what is your New Year's resolution?
Well, I mean, for one, I would really like to get better at Japanese. Not that I think that my Japanese is terrible or anything, but I can always get better. And especially in terms of keigo and things like that, I think there's still a lot of, you know, usage of keigo that I'm not too familiar with, and I'll like to improve on that front. And also, my other New Year's resolution is to get more physically active, because I think after moving to Japan, I've realized how easy, like how walkable Japan as a country is, and I do think that's a very good motivator, like for me to just get out of my house and, like, you know, go walk around the city. So I'm hoping that I will get more exercise in the upcoming year. What about you, Tyler?
Well, for me, is it's my fifth year doing this job, and that's the end of my contract. I'm looking at that at the end of July of 2023. So one thing I need to, I know you want to go out and walk around the city. I need to get out into the city and try to find some jobs. I really need to be trying to improve myself and my skill set in this short period of time that I have left. Especially for foreigners, this is a very difficult topic because you need to get that visa in order to be able to stay here. In order to get the visa, you need to make sure that you have a job lockdown as well. And, you know, depending on where you are, whether you're here in Sendai or maybe it's a little bit easier in Tokyo, for instance, especially for foreigners to find jobs, I think that first hurdle of finding the first job is going to be pretty difficult. But hopefully after I go through the process of actually going through things here, going through the interview process, so that's certainly what I'm going to challenge myself to do. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia is currently recruiting participants for a disaster prevention leader training program aimed at foreign residents. You can participate in this training program for free. Learn about the role of disaster prevention leaders and try emergency ration food. It will be held on Saturday, January the 14th, 2023, from 1:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. The venue is Lecture Room 2 of the Sendai Welfare Plaza. Eligibility is limited to foreign residents who can speak conversational Japanese and have interest in learning about disasters and disaster prevention. Please apply by using the designated online portal by Monday, January 9th, 2023. Details, the designated online portal, and application link can be found on Sentia's website. So that's all we have for you this month. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again.
Bye.